And anyway, the 86 sleaze ball, that had, that was a party committee decision on the theme, and it had this sort of English science fiction, English 50s science fiction theme, nice and obscure, which was personified by Dan Dare. And so I had to somehow come up with something that fitted the theme. And the other thing they had was the talent was they wanted somebody, some iconic figure, it might have been Chrissy Hynde or someone like that. Anyway, it was somebody who they wanted, who they couldn't get. So as a fallback, they got Sylvester. And anyway, so I did these things single-handedly virtually. And actually, I think entirely, I did these enormous paintings, transparent paintings, which were scenes from Dan Dare comics. And they were just sort of hung in the gaps between the columns on the at the RHI. And then we had this sort of corner stage within the columned area of the RHI, scaffolded stage. I hired all sorts of stuff, including these alien costumes from the ABC. They're great. They were like the Space Invaders machine, the character of the Space Invader. Right. And Tully got stuck into them and dragified them. He put earrings on them and they had plaits and handbags. And we came on stage with... I was one of the aliens and came on stage with Sylvester spinning these Tully handmade mirror balls on sticks, which Tully just got styrene balls and smashed mirrors and then just glued the bits of smashed mirror onto the balls. So we had them on sticks and we couldn't see out of these costumes. They were enormous rubber costumes where you couldn't see and you couldn't feel anything. And we're spinning these balls around this famous queen on stage singing Take Me to Heaven. And